Welcome to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast.
I'm going to take you fishing, honey. You're going to love it.
Brought to you by Ring Power and Marine Max on 1010XL. Here's Captain Kevin Faber and Captain Scott Shank.
Good evening and welcome to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. I'm Captain Kevin Faber, as usual, sitting with Captain Scott Shank.
Good evening, guys.
Yeah, everything good? Everything good?
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Except for this wind?
Yeah, it's a frustrating time of year, man. You know, I mean, the offshore fishing's so good. Mm-hmm. It's so good. But with that being said, I fished two days, Monday and Tuesday. Those were the only days that allowed me to get offshore. Actually, I'm sorry, I fished Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and the world did come to an end on Sunday. Oh my God, mm-hmm. What a storm that was! Mm-hmm. I mean,
that was incredible, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was holy cow.
That's something you really think about July, August, early September.
You're right. Yeah, but
it was skunky.
That was and I felt bad for all of our brothers who were dolphin fishing.
Yes, sir.
Because there was no way for them to get in, man. Nope. I mean, they had to take a licking, and I'm sure they took a licking.
Oh, that was the last day of the Conkhouse tournament. Yeah. There was plenty of them that took one.
Yep. So, I mean, it was quite bad. Thank goodness for technology now.
Yes, sir.
The marine warnings, that you know, it doesn't matter what channel you're on. They basically hail you, and they're like, I mean, the Coast Guard was on the radio going, "Fishermen, you need to come in," mm-hmm. period. So that was cool, but great bite of fish on Sunday.
Yes, sir.
Had a tough time finding bait. I didn't have a tough time catching bait. I had a tough time finding bait. Once I found it, it was one cast and filled up the live well. Then on Monday, it was 10, 12 strategic cast, as in, you know, you just weren't throwing. You were waiting. And I got three dozen baits, enough to fish with, plenty to fish with, and had an incredible day. And then on Tuesday, it was gone.
There was a lot of whining going on Tuesday.
Yeah, there was nowhere. As a matter of fact, this time of year, I always leave at 8 o'clock. And the reason that I do that, one of the biggest reasons, first off, I'd like to sleep in an extra 30 minutes, but and usually I don't, but I like the sun to get up,
yep,
and for the bait to come up, and it's easier to find. It's, you know, it's easier to locate, and for the most part, most of the charter captains are leaving at 7:30, so I just turn on the radio and figure listen, and I didn't even look on Tuesday. I just went straight east. I said, you know what, I crossed my fingers to hope that, you know, we would find something, yep, to jig, and we did, but there's a lot of blue runners. Mm-hmm. Where we're fishing right now, there's not a lot of stuff that'll eat a blue runner.
Right.
You know, there was
fun to watch them try though.
Yeah, I mean, but that, you know, that 10, 12 pound kingfish isn't going to eat that big blue runner. But I caught some sardines, I caught some cigar minnows, not anything crazy, but, you know, enough to put, I don't know, 14, 15 baits in there along with my blue runners, along with grunts, pinfish, you know.
Oh, you're desperate this time. We're going to drag anything.
We're going to drag anything. And it was funny because where I was catching bait, I said, if all that bait's here, there's got to be fish here, right? Drug around there for 30 minutes with sardines. And folks, if you're dragging around a place with live sardines and you don't get a bite, you need to move.
Mm-hmm. That's a calling card for half a mile.
Oh.
You put a sardine on top of the water, a cigar
minnow. They can't stand it.
And that thing's throwing a 2-inch wake as he's kicking across top of the water. No, it's over.
Yeah. So from there, moved a little bit further north because I was due east. Anyway, hit the second spot, nothing. Third spot was just absolutely loaded with kingfish. And used every cigar minnow, every sardine, you know, and then put out a pinfish and a blue runner and never had another bite. So anyway, that's just kind of the tip of the week, is make sure you throw some sabikis in the boat. Mm-hmm. And then but the kingfish bite, the bonita bite, uh-huh. all of it right now. I have not seen a cobia all week. There are quite a few sales. We saw free jumping sales.
Oh, you did?
Yes. Yeah. Which was really cool. You know, but but going back to it, that's why it's so frustrating, because fishing is so good. Mm-hmm. But right now we can't get offshore. Mm-hmm. And I do believe that until this wind switches and kicks up some dirtier water, the water's gin clear all the way to the beach. You're not going to have any bait on the beach.
We need a westers.
Yeah, we need a southwest wind, mm-hmm. you know.
West so, in the morning, let us catch our bait, and then it can do whatever it wants.
Let it do whatever it wants. But one thing I will tell you is, coming home on a Tuesday, because that's the last day I went offshore, the water was 79 degrees on the beach.
Really, already?
Yeah, 79 degrees. And do you talk about looking right? It's as pretty as you will ever see it. It's if we don't have any something funky weather or whatever,
right.
we're going to have an amazing year on that beach.
I can't wait.
Amazing.
I enjoy the heck out of fishing the beach.
Oh, well, you know me.
I know
that's my thing. That's what
Let
I love to do.
Everybody else go east, hang back.
Yeah, you know, and when I talk about that, I'm talking kingfish, tarpon, jacks, sharks, whatever. There's Spanish mackerel everywhere.
Yep, saw you know? That in the inlet. The
yeah,
other day.
You know, so it's gonna be. I'm just telling you, it's gonna be an incredible year on that beach. Again, if it stays, the conditions kind of stay
right.
what they were.
Right.
And a couple things, you know, a hard northeaster. If we get that, that'll screw it up. Or if we get a lot of rain, and in the forecast, there's not much rain, Scott.
Mm-hmm. Nope. We got a little system coming through on Mother's Day evening.
Right.
Into early Sunday morning. So
right.
whatever we're doing on Monday, we might have to, you know, not leave the dock till 10 or 11 o'clock or something like that. We might have early morning showers.
Right.
From what I've seen so far. But other than that, tail end of the week then again. It sounds just like afternoon kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Afternoon is fine.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
I mean, put a little more oxygen in the water, and here we go.
Yeah, no, I'm down with that. You know, this time
I started a big system.
Yeah,
like we had last weekend.
There was some rain and some wind in that too. But yeah, I'm talking about it's like if you go back to last year this time, mm-hmm. it was day after day mm-hmm. after day of 2 to 4 inches of rain every flipping day, man. I mean, you know, you and I talked about this. We were having to be back by 1 at the latest 2 o'clock mm-hmm. because every day it was dumping on us. And, you know, we don't have that this year. Now, we obviously need some rain because we don't need a drought.
Right.
You know, but right now it sure makes the fishing good. With that being said, the inshore fish is kind of slowly – declining, and I don't get it. I don't understand why, because that water is so nice, you know.
Sunday and Monday inshore was phenomenal.
Yeah,
I mean, it was really good. And then it's just progressively just gone downhill since then.
But
it's
been good for your fishery, your flounder fishing.
Yeah, that's all I do.
Yeah,
this time of year, that's all I do.
Right.
If I catch a red, I catch them. You know. I'm going to call it by accident, but I'm still flipping around docks and stuff like
right.
that. But that's, yes, for my on my perspective, my side of it, yes. I'm not really going after anything else.
Yeah.
I'm just going after flounder.
All right, let's go talk to Tommy before we take a break real quick. What's up, Tommy?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, buddy.
I went surf fishing at Porpoise Point Saturday.
Yep.
And it was phenomenal. It was. It was good enough. I went to where y'all keep your boats and showed Guy what we had. You know, I mean, it was good. He was the only one there. Y'all were doing the builders tournament.
Right.
But, it was really good. And truthfully, good black drum, real good black drum. And I caught more than one. And I caught pretty good pompano, and I caught actually some keepable croakers, and the whiting were small, which is ironic because they're having a whiting tournament, which is funny.
Yeah,
but
a couple things today. Even inshore fishing, I caught 3 very nice whiting, and I caught a croaker that was a pound and a half today.
Really?
Biggest one I caught in a long time. Dude, when it came up, I thought, well, that's a small red, and yeah. it was a croaker. I thought,
no spot.
Wow,
where's the spot?
I have not seen that. And by the way, Tommy, it's funny you should mention that, because running down that beach this week and looking at that water going all the way to the breakers, I thought, man, the surf fishing has got to be phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Yeah. I don't pretend to be like Noel, you know, but yep. I can tell people this. Like, when I was out there, it was so funny because I had my three minions, and we were all doing – oh, and my middle boy, Kason, was catching living Gigi out of finger mullet, too, with his four-foot net out there about waist deep.
Wow.
And he was giving them to everybody, but they were thick enough where he was blind casting and catching finger mullet about every other cast.
Huh.
That's legit, too. Yeah, no, I promise that. But anyway, all them guys were all wading out way, like, chest deep and throwing way out where, like, we come in on the north cut, like you talk about.
Yep.
Bro, I stand back at the surf and throw about where their waist is in the riff and was catching all my fish right there. So all you guys that want to surf fish, man, don't wade past the fish. Don't pass fish to catch fish.
Yep.
And I was the only one catching fish, too, by the way. It was just one of them deals.
And what was the bait of choice real quick?
And truthfully, I went to our bait shop there at the ramp, and I got fresh dead shrimp and on my pompano rig, homemade pompano rig.
Gotcha. All right, buddy, we got to run.
Hey,
appreciate it.
Hey, do you have any mangroves at the boat ramp? I mean, at your
no.
spot?
No.
There. Oh, I
talking about.
Yeah, I have not caught one, buddy.
I've not caught one yet.
Nope.
All right, roger that.
10-4. 641-1010, 641-1010. You listen to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast on 1010XL. We'll be right back.
This is the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power and Marine Max on 1010XL.
Welcome back to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. I'm Captain Favor, as usual, sitting in with Captain Scott Shank, and we're hunting Captain Leon Dana. He's supposed to be calling in,
and you know the sad thing is he talked to me like 2 hours ago.
Oh, I know that. Yeah. Yeah.
Tonight, right? 7 o'clock? Is it the Leon tonight? 7 o'clock? Jesus. I don't know what Chip does every day. It's that is like, I mean, talking about holding hands.
You know, it's funny, though. Like this time, not even this time of year, June, July, when we start fishing literally, you know, basically every day. And the only thing that you do is you look at your calendar, you know, and you go, okay, I got to be at the dock at something. This person wants to fish, I mean, a lot of times the only reason I know it's Saturday is because I got to go do the Nimnik Outdoor Show.
There's nothing on your calendar.
Well, no, I'm just saying you just
you know, getting a routine.
Yeah, you get in a routine. So let's go talk to Captain Leon Dana. What's up, Captain Leon?
Yeah, the guy that damn near didn't call in on time. I know it's me.
I hate sending texts like that too. By the way,
dude, I'm out here installing a trolling motor. I lost track of time as usual. Imagine that.
You did what?
I'm out here in the garage installing a new trolling motor.
Well, so, what's wrong with your old one?
The old one was just on the fritz, and thank God, you know, I got one.
Yeah, I do. I mean, how old was that trolling motor?
2 year old.
Jesus!
Wow!
It's no big deal. I mean,
I understand
the warranty. I make a phone call. 4 days later, they got a new one waiting on me, and I just swap it out. You know, it's good to go. That's why you buy those extended warranties, you know? No questions asked. Bingo, bango, bongo.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Have you, have you been pulling your hair out the last couple of days?
No, God. You've been talking to Scotty, haven't you?
Well, no, I've been talking about myself.
He looks like he's got a haircut, but he ain't. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. I tell you what, man. I've taken a beating the last 2 out of 3 days. I mean, you know, I mean, if today would have gone like the last 2 days, I would have been on the cliff. There's no doubt I would have been on top of the 210 Bridge, St. John's County Sheriff's Office Center. Captain Dana, please take a step away from the bridge. Everything will be all right. There will be a tide tomorrow, sir. You know, I mean, it'd be just like that. Oh, man. You know, last week, really good. But, man, the wheels came off as of, like, Monday. I mean, things went down fast. You know that rain we had Sunday?
Yep.
Really what put a beat down on my fish here in the valley.
It's funny you should say that, because I was talking to Scott on Monday. I left earlier than he did on Monday, and I was like, man, you could just see the difference in the color of that water, you know, because even on the low tide, Leon, before mm-hmm. that rain, I mean, our water was just, it was so pretty. And
beautiful.
I mean, I was with you. I mean, I had such a great redfish week last week. And I mean, it was amazing. And when I went out on Monday, I'm like, dadgummit. I went offshore, thank goodness. And I had talked to Scott later, and he said, no, he said, I didn't catch anything until that water started clearing up, but it's not clearing up until about 2 hours of the incoming tide.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
You got to wait on it, and you don't have that in Palm Valley. That water's not going to reach there.
You get none of that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I get the runoff, the pumps from Sawgrass, the overflow from DDOT Ranch. You know, it takes weeks to recover from the nasty overflow that comes pumping out of the valley. But today was a better day, thank God. Five fish total that were keepers, three nice slot reds for the two of them, a nice flounder and a nice trout. And I will say to a gentleman, I didn't catch his name, I did see the biggest flounder I've ever seen pulled out of the valley yesterday. It was every bit of 8 pounds, maybe a hair bit more. It was a really nice flounder caught down here in the valley on a mud minnow. I was impressed. There are some nice flounder here in the valley to be caught. Just got to be in the right places. And, you know, people, I'm using Scott Shanks jigs with a mud minnow in low tide fishing creek mouse. I mean, I know you guys got to be doing that down there. Well, I'm doing the same thing up here at low tide, pulling a few here and there. But like you said, I took a pretty darn hard beating two out of 3 days because of this weather. I mean, I've had some sensational morning tide. I mean, just gorgeous.
No wind
until 8 a.m.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Have you seen any fish pushing? I mean,
I've seen a few. And what really pulled my hair out the most was, Kevin, I'd get, you know, it's just like bow hunting. You know, we get lined up. I got everything turned off. The fish finder's off. The bait pumps are off. I'm floating with the current. I set up. I could see that guy just perfectly. I mean, he gets to within 20 yards, 10 yards, man. And I'm like, okay, there he is. I mean, you see his big fat back out of the water. Make the perfect cast. And he disappears. And I'm like, where the hell did he go?
You know, I had that happen to me today. I had 20 minutes of outgoing tide, and I picked a spot, and I was sat there for like 5-7 minutes. Everything kind of got settled down, and I said, look. I said, they're coming down the bank. I mean, a big school of fish, you know, 15,
like
17 fish. And all of a sudden it just went, boop, and I went,
gone.
I was like, it was like I was hallucinating or something. I'm like, holy cow, those fish just gone. I never do this, but I sat there for another 40 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Waiting to see if they just went
sat
on the bottom.
Yeah, absolutely. Hunted around for them and stuff. And, man, I that's funny, Leon, you should say that, because that's exactly what happened to me, you know.
I mean, it's got to be what it's just like, you know, a bow hunt. You know, everything's right. Everything's going right. And all of a sudden, poof, what just happened there? You know,
yeah.
I mean, it just makes me scratch my head sometimes, you know. I mean, you see the fish for 2-3 minutes before, I mean, we see them 50 yards down the bank. I'm like, oh yeah, here we go. And I mean, you close the distance and you're just getting a little bit, you know, little redfish fever, and you know, you're like, come on, we're gonna make this happen. 2 days in a row it didn't happen. Today it didn't happen. We saw redfish, and what kind of made me scratch my head, Kevin, is one redfish I saw, and we threw to it and it disappeared. I'll be darned if we didn't catch that fish maybe 15 feet off the bank, or a red, nice sized redfish 15 feet off the bank in deep water. He just slipped off into deeper water, and lo and behold, we happened to have the bait in the right place when that mud minnow came by. But water temperatures in the 80s. Water clarity was deep. It was good.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I haven't been finding no ladyfish lately. some small jacks, those little palm-sized jacks.
Dude, that's what is up
with
those
things? Where did those come from?
Yeah, what is up with that?
Know,
that's
dude.
Exactly
those
what we've
great.
Been catching, too. Now, I did catch one about 10 or 12 pounds yesterday. I mean, a
good
one.
I want a bona fide good one.
Yeah.
I will stop a charter in a heartbeat and head in that direction to go catch those suckers all day.
Oh,
long.
There's no doubt.
Yeah.
There, yeah, this one, Bridge of Lions, you know, you just kind of sit there and all of a sudden the guy goes, holy cow, you know. I was like,
hang
oh,
on.
Yeah.
Here we go.
And I honestly, Leon, I saw some tarpon around the Bridge of Lions. Yeah. My first reaction was, is that it was, a, you know, 40 to 60 pound
right.
tarpon. And,
right.
and it just, it peeled out there. And I was like, and then thank God prayed because it went around the pylon.
Oh, gosh.
You mm-hmm. know, and you could see the line jumping,
yep.
you know, coming around the pylon. That braid so
Might
so
not replace
cool.
that 100 foot though. It's a little chewed up.
You know, you can't kill that stuff. You can't, man. Think about those barbs. That jack's thinking, oh, I got you now.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I got you
Sucker,
around.
I,
yeah,
I
yeah.
Directions on
yeah.
Come and
get
some
dude, I had the 40 pound stuff on there.
Come here.
Yeah,
no,
he ain't breaking that off.
That's right.
Like a dog
good
on a leash. Just pull the leash hard one time, and he's coming
what's
at you.
What's that, Leon?
That's a good job. You showed that Jeff his boss for a while.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, oh, no. I don't have the light tackle out. No.
He came to the surface, and he's all grunting. Gah, 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 gah. Man, what was that? You got 40 pounds on me, Kevin? You know? Good job, buddy.
Yes, sir. Hey, you know, and it that stuff is amazing, though. You know, I mean, to pull that fish around that barnacled old piling around
Nancy
the Bridge
stuff.
Of Lions. Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, you know what? I still remember when they put it down. Man, there's some heavy oysters build up on that sucker already.
Yes, there is.
For 3 or 4 years, as we just said.
Yeah.
Yeah. 3 or 4 years old. You know? No doubt.
Yes, sir.
Yep. No doubt.
Yeah, but there was pogies, a few mullet.
That's kind of been slowed down all the time.
Yeah, I know.
For some ungodly reason. For as hot as it is.
I agree.
All,
yeah.
You know, I'm not seeing, especially when we leave the cove every morning, as we do.
Right.
7:30, 8 o'clock, 8:30. Usually they're all inside that. And leaving every morning on a
nothing.
Pretty decent
haven't
spot,
been there.
I ain't seen a swirl. I ain't seen
yeah.
nothing.
You know, what I do believe, though, Leon, is I sincerely think that you could catch quite a few, if not a lot, of Spanish mackerel trolling spoons mm-hmm. around the Bridge of Lions.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't
small
doubt
spoons
it because they're not
chasing
yeah.
little tiny minnows.
Oh, they're little tiny minnows.
Little baby minnows.
Yeah.
They're probably.
Yeah. I'll tell you who would have
maybe
fun is a guy with a fly rod.
Yes.
Guy with a fly yeah. rod would just have a ball, mm-hmm. you know, because and they're getting bigger now.
Are they? They're getting a little wide when
yeah,
they
yeah,
jump
yeah, yeah, yeah. They're getting a little bigger now, a little
not
beefier.
Little 4-inch around.
Yeah.
Water.
You know, you see through them?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, no, they're okay. getting fatter and bigger. So, but, yeah, I mean, that's something for people to think about. But that is a high incoming tide spot, no
yep.
doubt.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
No doubt.
Yep.
Well, I mean,
good job on your
tomorrow's
day.
Another
yep.
day, so we'll give it another shake.
Hey, here's the deal. Let's just get this wind to back off.
Gosh, man. It was
no joke today. I mean, I didn't even take the offshore rods, Leon, this morning. I said no, because I went out in the inlet yesterday.
Yes,
oh,
sir.
My.
Did you put a couple over the bow?
That North Cut was no joke, bro.
Really? It was big?
No, it was. It was.
It's starting to get close. I'm telling you, that's going to be.
It was spooky because,
really?
Yeah, when I made it out, the ocean wasn't too bad, but there's no bait, so you can't yeah. run anywhere when it's that rough. I told my guys plan B, and I was a little, I wasn't scared.
I was
flipping, paying attention.
You were watching when those
yeah.
waves crested.
Yeah, because it was downright ugly.
Well, those bars are moving together closer and closer.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, and they're not going to come in there and cut that out. So
no, they're not.
I thought that the other day, too. I was like, gosh, this is getting kind of close
no,
to
it's
them
getting
North
pretty,
Rock.
It's getting pretty close because I went to go look at the North Bar the other day to fish, and I tried to go over there, and it was skunky, and I was the south-southeast, light, 10 knots, 12 knots.
Right.
But, dude, it was, you know, where you lock that trolling motor in over that deep section that comes across that we like to fish.
Uh-huh.
Dude, it was rolling through there.
Rolling,
pretty
I know.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, nah.
Well, there's a lot of guys surfing now on the south side of the rocks.
Yes.
You know, just
yes.
on the south
yes.
side.
Yes, they
yeah.
are.
Yeah,
that filled all in now. That ain't 2 feet of water almost. All
right.
Down, down
yeah. So
the
that's
end of the rocks.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's so weird.
I know our North Cut might be out until a good storm comes and opens it back up again.
Yeah.
Hey,
yep.
You're
Leon, we appreciate you, brother.
No problem, man. I'm just gonna open up this gate and let Skeeter run through the neighborhood now. Chip will love that.
Oh God, don't tick him off already.
All right, buddy. Be good.
Take care, guys.
Yep. See you. 641-1010. 641-1010. Give us a call right here on the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast with Captain Scott Shank. I'm Captain Kevin Favor. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power and Marine Max on 1010XL.
Welcome back to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Of course, you can always listen to Captain Kevin and myself every Thursday night from 7 to 8 here on 1010XL. I guess we can bring Chip up, and then we'll do weather while we're talking.
Yeah,
about
yeah, bring Chip up, and I, real quick, just so folks know what's going on.
Hey, Chippy.
What's up, Chip?
What's happening, guys?
Yeah, tonight, southeast winds 10 to 15, 3 to 5, with occasional 6. That needs to go away. Tomorrow, east-southeast at 10, seas 2 to 4.
I have a hard time believing that.
Yeah, I hope they're right. Friday night, south-southeast at 5 to 10, 2 to 4. Saturday, for all you weekend anglers, here we go. South-southeast winds 10 to 15, 2 to 4. Just not changing. Here's where it gets better for all of us. Saturday night, south-southwest, 10 to 15, 2 to 4. Sunday, south-southwest, 10 to 15, seas 2 to 3. For Monday, west-southwest, 10 knots.
There we go.
The showers likely. Now, the reason that that's significant is because we talked about this earlier in the show, Chip. Whenever we have all these onshore breezes, all it does is push beautiful water all the way up, you know, into the surf. And when that happens, the bait goes away. That bait's like, I ain't going in there.
The bait is just laying on the bottom, just hanging out.
You know, you need some southwest wind, which it sounds like we're going to get some of that starting Sunday. So maybe this, will help bring the bait back. I don't know. We'll see.
If you hear me say something real quick, I've got Gabe out on the boat on a charter right now. We've been trying to get these little poons to eat, and now we're trying to throw at some moving fish. So I want to start off by saying thank you guys for the help for last weekend, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Did you win any money?
My junior angler got biggest red and biggest flounder. So.
No kidding.
Yep, I was
really happy with that. So I appreciate the little intel I got from you guys. And I mean, fished hard. We ran, I burned a lot of fuel that day, let's put it that way. But, it was awesome. Then we had that bonus fish, that 8-pound triple tail. That was pretty awesome, too. So,
let me ask you about the triple tail. Was that something that just that you saw?
No, we were fishing deep. Oh, is that a tarpon?
I didn't think that.
Is it really? He didn't pull that hard. Sorry, guys.
It's okay. We're doing a fishing show here.
Yeah. Live action.
Yeah.
Live action ain't bad.
So, it was a bonus fish. Sorry, I'm a little watching them. That was a big fork tail. Is it a big jack? Oh, yeah, big old jack back here in Pablo. Water's beautiful back in here, by the way.
Is it really? Is the water pretty back there?
Yeah, it's pretty today, and the tide's low, and everything's feeding. That is a good one, buddy. Solid 5. Oh, that's maybe close to 8 pounds. Wow.
Like
hear him? Dunk, dunk, dunk. But, the bite has been strange. Gabe and I fished last night south, and we had a rough time with the fish. They just didn't want to cooperate. And today we're just trying to come back, and I wanted to get him on a poon, and we had some opportunities, but you know how poon fishing goes.
I know.
So, hold him up, Ed. But it's, I'm talking to you guys, taking on my phone, taking pictures at the same time.
That's hard to do. All right, well get back to your go fishing.
Right
Call
on.
Us later. All right.
Yep.
All right, buddy.
Sorry, guys.
See ya. Dude, he's late.
Well, the gentleman he's had for I've talked to him, and he was in meetings and stuff in downtown Jacksonville. Didn't get out till like 4:30.
And they're like, he's wanting to go fishing.
Dude, I just basically let's call it a 6 hour, but we're splitting up into two afternoons. And Chip goes, okay, no problem. So Chip's been fishing till dark 30.
I like it. We've talked
dude,
about
everybody's
that.
Off the river right now.
Yeah,
man.
Absolutely.
I mean,
you got it to yourself.
I know the wind's blowing, but my point is it slows down enough at nighttime, a little bit, so he is. I mean, he's in the magical hour right now. I mean, it's 6:45.
Yeah, he's got another hour.
He's got another hour easy.
Yeah.
And then, hell, while he's up there, might as well throw under a couple dock lights and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you could just fish right.
He ain't got nothing to do. He's going to sleep in the morning.
He's single.
Oh,
he's got the dog.
That's why Leon said, I'm going to open up the gate and let Skeeter out. We should have told him Skeeter was running the neighborhood. Dang it, we should have told him.
Skeeter, just folks know, that's Chip's dog.
That's Chip's dog. And Leon has a tendency to leave the gate open all the time because Leon has pugs. And the pugs won't go anywhere, but being that he's got a chocolate lab.
Yeah, chocolate lab will go somewhere.
He likes to roam a little bit, so yeah.
So let me ask you, because I haven't talked to Kirk, Captain Kirk Waltz out of Mayport. Obviously talked to him on Saturday, and he's like, the flounder fish is just which they don't have any water clarity up there right now. So really got good last week. You had two good days on Sunday and Monday,
yes, sir.
Correct?
Yep.
What are you fishing? Structure? We fish drop-offs?
Drop-offs.
Drop-offs?
Drop-offs and structures. Drop-offs is my first right now, and then structure second. And what I'm looking for right now is I'm in that neighborhood of you want not really totally significant, but I could tell you that like on one side it might be 5 foot, but then it's a slow bail off into like 12 feet of water.
Right.
And they're laying right there in that 8, 9, mm-hmm. 10 feet of water. And way better fish than what are like around docks or in shallower water right now.
Right.
I mean, this one, Chase, he made 4 consecutive casts, and they were all 18-inch fish or better. 4 consecutive flounders.
That's pretty good right there.
It was like, whoa, okay, they're here.
So all on mud minnows.
All on mud minnows.
And quarter-ounce jig heads.
Quarter-ounce jig heads. Because where I'm at catching those right there, I'm not in that much current. And believe it or not, I want it to float up underneath these docks more. So I use less than a 3/8. Where, like, if I'm pounding a bridge or around the jetties or anything,
right?
I want that bait not to float away. You know, I want, because just like we talked about before, those fish are into the current.
Mm-hmm.
So, everybody doesn't think about it, but then as soon as you explain to them, with current comes erosion around the foot of the pilings.
Right.
Whether it's a dock or concrete pilings or whatever. And if you really think about it, all of a sudden you go, yeah, that's true. It's going to erode around it so that fish goes below, even if it's just a little dent. Well, he might have
that's his ambush spot.
Exactly. Half his body and his tail up, but his head's going to be
right
underneath the hole where he's looking up, of course, because the eye's on his head.
Right.
So as soon as something blows over him, he just reaches up, grabs it, and comes right back down and sits back down.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a tendency on those kind of tides to fish the ledges and stuff that are up underneath docks and what I know. And some days are easier when you don't have 4 people
because
it's really, really tough. To spread 3 or 4 people across the back of our boats.
I
mean, it is doable, but they got to be pretty darn good. You can't have, And the biggest thing is, too, when you're doing that, if they fall short of the dock, because, of course, I always try to get it to where you're kind of just pitching a bait. It's an underhand flip kind of thing. With that being said, maybe I'm 25 feet away from the dock, 30 feet from the dock.
Yep.
And I try to tell everybody, with using that quarter-ounce jig head, whichever way the current happens to be going, is if you just lift that rod tip up slowly, you can actually walk it back up underneath because truly that fish is going to be up underneath the dock. I mean, very few are out in front.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Unless you start
almost in the shadows.
Exactly, in the shadows of the dock.
Right.
And that's what's trying. Hey, I want you, truthfully, I want you to go underneath the dock, almost to the other side, and then bring it back over his back. But if you can't do that, at least try to walk it back. And by that, I mean hold the rod tip kind of high and just let it bop until, you know, keep feeding a little line, stop for a minute, let out, you know, a foot or two of line, let it kind of drag back underneath there and pull it back through.
And then you got the guy who just keeps throwing it on the dock.
And then, oh, God, then that's the first thing. I said, look, guys, what we're doing now is going to be a lot of, please do not leave jewelry, okay, because people know that I fish their docks.
Right.
And they see me and say good morning and good afternoon or whatever.
Yeah.
Trust me. If there's 15 jig heads up there, I'm going to get screamed at.
Yeah.
So, you know, please try to do your best.
That fished the dock I told you about today. Yeah. It had some very expensive boats on it, and, you know, and I positioned myself so I could, my guys could throw downwind. It was blowing 20 miles an hour, you know, and I'm like, so I stayed back and I said, all right, look, pitch it short, let it bounce underneath. And the first two pinged it off of the props of the boat. So I'm like, look, I know the guy who lives here, okay, he's going to be calling me. it's downwind, just eat.
Easy. And they rear back and throw it like a surfer.
Yeah, they're trying to throw it sidearm.
Yeah, skipping it. Yeah, no, I'm like, it ain't going to do that.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, and you make me laugh and about that, because as soon as I start seeing that, I'll just take the trolling motor off the spot lock, and I'll move up 5-6 feet. Now, three casts later, if they do it again, I move it up.
I do the same thing. Yep.
You might not catch a damn thing now, but you damn sure ain't going to get me in trouble with the stock.
No, I do the same thing.
That's not my problem.
Right. If you know, that's always the hardest part about doing inshore charters, is because if you don't have people that can specifically cast to a spot, then you have to change your strategy of where you can go.
Right.
You know.
Right.
That if you're fishing the edge of the intercoastal, you know, and they
it's
can't
free rein.
They can throw wherever they want. You know, and look, here's where you need to throw, and this is where you. But if you're up in a creek, and you're like, look, here's the or this oyster bed is right here.
Stay 3 feet off of. It comes out that far, and
bounce it. If they continue to just throw up there and catch oysters and pull the oysters into the hole or whatever,
exactly that, you know, well, why do I only want to throw 3 feet off this one? Why am I only throwing a foot and a half off this one? I said, okay, let me go over this. Most oyster beds only, you know, extend out maybe 4 feet off of a bank for the most part, okay? And there's sand that stops. Where the oysters stop, the sand starts.
Mm-hmm.
Those fish are—that's their highway right there.
I don't,
unless I'm throwing a poppy cork.
Right.
On high tide, I don't need you on top of those oysters because that's where he's not going to be.
Right. Right. He's.
I said, start feeling, make your cast, get yelled at by catching oysters, but start learning where you finally cast and you don't catch an oyster, or it's just a little tick off of one, and then you start working your bait back again. It's not total whole time, you know. Snatching and pulling because you're
pulling. Well, we've fished enough of these spots throughout the years that we're very familiar where the drop off is, where the rocks are, you name it, whether there's a log down there, you know, and things like that. So, yes, there are times when we are very specific about where you need to cast.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, here's the deal. If you don't cast it there, you're not catching a fish.
Nope. And I know the dock you're going to know as soon as I say it. There's a specific way on one dock and one dock only that I have to put the boat at.
Right.
The two people up in the front, I promise you, are not going to get a bite. But these two back here in the back that throw to the inside of the two pilings and let that current drift them down, we just got to rotate. And that's what I tell them. I said, you guys just kind of – maybe you'll catch something up there,
right,
but you're probably not.
Right.
I'm worried about these two right this second. As soon as they catch a couple fish each, I'll pull you two and we'll do a rotate switch.
Yeah.
Because it is. There's a specific way that I fish that dock, and it will. Every single time it produces, but you can't sit wrong on it.
No.
You'll not get a bite.
No. I always ask us questions about, okay, why this spot and why that spot, and every spot that we has a different personality. You know, some of them are incoming tide spots, some of them are outgoing tide spots.
And I'll run. You know,
absolutely.
Be a North River run
I did this morning. I ran from
the
Gowanus River to south of the 312. Yeah. That was my next stop.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, because
yeah.
because of the tide.
Right.
You know,
100%.
I mean, you know,
100%.
I had a that low incoming tide, and I, you know, I had spots that I wanted to fish to the south, but I wanted to start to the north on that mm-hmm. that last of the outgoing yep. tide. So,
and I mean, that's what's so funny, and I enjoy flounder fishing, as you know.
Yeah.
What's that? Well, yes. You want to take a break?
Yep.
Let's take a break, and I'll come back, and I'll tell you one last thing before we go.
Oh, one last thing. Mm-hmm. So you're teasing it.
We'll talk flounder fishing when we get back.
Yeah, 641-1010. We got one more small segment to go here on the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Be right back.
Untie all the cables and rope. Step onto the
Red, Redneck. The Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power and Marine Max on 1010XL.
All right, so finish your thought
right,
on your flounder,
and
then
we're going to recap
the show here.
Okay, yep. We talked before, and I had my little buddy Chase on the boat on Monday, and he did not catch a fish all day. So literally, and I will do this. I mean, I want you to catch fish. Nobody wants to catch fish more than the captain does, okay? And a poor little kid, he's all bummed, you know. Everybody else around him's catching flounders and everything else. And literally, I took the pole out of his hand. I said, let's go to the bow.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, look, I said, what do you like to eat? He said, well, I like chicken nuggets. Perfect. I said, here we go. I said, if I laid a chicken nugget in between me and you right now, you're going to have lunch, right? He said, yeah. I said, if I take that chicken nugget and put it behind the back of the boat and take off, you're not going to eat lunch, right? He said, no, sir. I said, all right, think about that flounder right there. If you let that flounder see that bait and quit reeling, that's the biggest thing that's the challenge of flounder fishing, mm-hmm. okay, is you got to be slow. Mm-hmm. Slow down. I understand, you know, Chip, I have thrown spinner baits with him before, have thrown artificials where it's a reaction strike. It's not a
– right.
an eating strike.
Uh-huh.
But boy, as soon as he realized that he didn't have to reel anymore and just slowly pull it across the bottom, yeah.
He caught him.
He whacked four straight in a row.
All right, so it looks like the weather's iffy tomorrow.
Yep.
But backing off, the wind's backing off. And Saturday and Sunday are doable. Saturday's still southeast.
Yep.
Southwest on Sunday. Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers.
Yep. Love you, Mom.
Love you too, Mom.
It's
her birthday today. My mom's birthday.
Wow.
Today. Yeah, I ain't going to tell you how old she is, but she's old.
She's like 60.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, she's a beautiful woman. plenty of fish offshore. Mm-hmm. And it's such a fun time to fish right now because it's what I call clean fishing. There's not a lot of cudas, not a lot
yeah.
of jacks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know,
I mean,
you're. You're catching. I have not seen a cobia all week. These are just stragglers. There was a few rays on the beach that guys saw. You know, and that's
I heard
not something.
Hammerheads are bad out there.
Hammerheads are bad.
Now, I mean,
hammerheads
I've
are
been ashore, and all I'm listening to you guys on the radio is, damn, there goes another kingfish.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, the hammerheads are
nice ones too.
Yeah, big fish.
Big.
Yep. Plenty of kingfish around. Anywhere from that 6 to 10 miles offshore,
right.
You know, picket. And I know I talked to Captain Kirk Waltz. He caught him up at Mayport also, so you've got
a couple
that.
Sailfish around. I heard one being caught, a few
Yep. And the only thing that surprised me, I know this is going to sound crazy, there hasn't been a wahoo caught.
Yeah, but that was like June, July last year, if you remember.
May.
Was it May?
Yeah, it's May. Yeah. Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, absolutely. So, And this is this is just that time of year where, you know, that late April and May when they come in there and feed on those.
Have you seen flying fish?
I have not seen any flyers.
See, that's why.
I have not seen any flyers. But they come in there to feed on those little kingfish.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, that 100-pound.
And there's blue runners and stuff all around
there's
in there.
There's blue runners everywhere.
Okay.
All of our wrecks right now, you know, so there's a total lack of bait on the beach. That will change on Sunday because we'll have a southwest
right.
wind. So
right.
Sunday will be the day when the pelicans come off the roost, and you're gonna be able to.
Yeah, because you guys were even complaining. I heard in the last few days you hadn't seen a pelican.
No. It's there's no bait on the beach. But if you can catch anything, You can, you know, catch mullet. Finger mullet, whatever. Go out there and slow troll them, drift them.
Yep.
You'll catch fish. So just it's going to be a good weekend of fishing. Watch out for Saturday. You know, again, they're calling for that wind to really back off tomorrow.
Yep.
And it's probably going to be pretty enough to fish close on Saturday. It sounds like Sunday.
Sunday we got a little weather coming in.
Yeah, later, but it's an afternoon thing.
That's what I'm saying,
Yeah. So if you want to take mom fishing early in the morning. If you want to go fishing early, then go fishing early and spend the afternoon with mom.
Right.
I mean, yeah.
Right.
Mom doesn't mind if you go fishing.
Hey, bring her home a fresh fish dinner?
Exactly.
How are you going to get yelled at over that?
No.
Little flowers on the way
little
home?
Fresh
Son,
fish on the grill?
You're in like Flynn.
No, I agree. Folks, don't forget 7 to 10 Saturday morning with the Nimnik Outdoor Show, and we're actually going to be live at Coastal Equipment in McClinic.
Wake up early for that one, boys.
Thank you very much. I was talking about this last time. I don't know when the last time I've been over the Buckman Bridge, but
you're going to have to call our good buddy Captain Chad Starling because does he live over there? You have to get the
direction. Yeah, dude, I'm literally going to have to do like MapQuest to get over there. I haven't been to McClinic in like forever, but I love McClinic. So I'm actually looking forward to it. Come join us there on Saturday morning from 7 to 10. Y'all have a wonderful weekend. For Captain Scott Shank and our good buddy Big Country, I'm Captain Kevin Favor. Y'all have a great evening.
Happy Mother's Day, girls.
Yeah, see ya.